what I started doing was when this epidemic started, I was buying hot dogs and stuff and just making it, bringing it downstairs, giving it to the kids. I had a sign in my, I was only in my building though. I had a sign I wrote, you know, telling them to send the kids down for lunch. I would give them like hot dogs, chips, or sandwiches, chips, and little juices. That got to be a little too expensive for me, so I had to stop. I did it for 2 weeks, then I had to stop. I thought maybe some people would jump on the bandwagon, but that never happened. Because first, I'm going to be honest, we've seen everybody, every development around us having food shipped in every day for the seniors. And I'm like, wait, what about Wagner? So we got together and we started making all these phone calls to different council people. But the police said, look, they'll help us out for a while. You know, they gave us a date, which we were grateful for. So we made a list. NYCHA would not give us the list of seniors. So me and her went from building to building, actually knocking on doors and asking, you know, about the seniors in the apartment. Would they like lunch brought to them for like 2 to 3 weeks? Everybody was open. So once we got that list together, we went and we told the police how many lunches we need. And they bring us 200. And I got 4 people, which we give them $20 a day out of pocket. Just, you know, for them doing this. These are young people who have nothing to do. I have 4 people who've been sticking with me. And, you know, we give them a little money, you know, just to do the deliveries. I was going to my tenant patrol room and I sort the lunches out. You know, like every building, I box them with how many people, and I give them the apartment numbers like that, and they come, they deliver them.